Now, the U.S. Secretary of State says his country is prepared to negotiate with North Korea without prior conditions. Take a listen.
We've said from the diplomatic side, we're ready to talk anytime North Korea would like to talk. And we're ready to have the first meeting without precondition. Let's just meet.
Rex Tillerson says it will be unrealistic to expect North Korea to come to the negotiating table ready to give up its nuclear program. He says he will continue diplomatic efforts to prevent a war with the North. Tillerson added, however, that the U.S. military has a full range of contingencies available to respond to any threat from Pyongyang. Meanwhile, the leader of North Korea has pledged to make his country the biggest nuclear and military power in the world. Kim Jong-un made the statement in a meeting with those involved in the development of a new missile, which, according to Pyongyang, is capable of reaching mainland United States. Let's speak to Ryan Dawson. He's an author and a political commentator, and he joins us via Skype from Nara, Japan. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Dawson. Now, what do you make of Rex Tillerson's comments there that the U.S. is prepared to negotiate without any preconditions?
Well, Rex Tillerson has sort of always held that position. It's been President Trump that's been flip-flopping, making threats, making fun of the North Korean leader, calling him Little Rocket Man and so on. Typical Trump behavior. This is a man that calls Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas, so some of his antics are childish, but it's something that Tillerson and some of the more mature people in the administration have seen as a political reality and have been trying to persuade the president on for a long time. Trump does seem to listen to some foreign leaders, however. You look back at some of the best decisions he made is right after meeting Vladimir Putin. He met Putin in July and 10 days later cut off CIA funding to rebel groups in Syria. He met Putin on November 5th, and then the exact same day he said he was willing to sit down and speak with Kim Jong-un. And so you can see that they've tried everything else. They've made their threats. They've done their kind of circus antics. And now it's time to at least attempt a negotiation without any preconditions. This is, however, coming right after a joint military exercise that South Korea and the United States conducted. But now that that money's been spent and everybody's happy, maybe we can talk.
Well, that does bring me to my next question, Mr. Dawson. As far as these preconditions are concerned, this also means that the U.S. will not accept a precondition on the part of North Korea for the U.S. to stop its military drills in the Korean Peninsula.
Right, they're not going to do that anyway. It just involves too much money. But they could knock it down to maybe annually instead of biannually. There's some wiggle room, but you know, North Korea has understood that they needed to get the bomb in order to have any sort of negotiating power. It's a sad reality. I don't think anybody wants North Korea to have nuclear weapons, but from their point of view, nothing else was working. They had sanctions placed on them, brutal sanctions, even when they were starving to death, and so they saw it as their only way out, and it's been bad diplomacy that has put them in that corner and made that the situation. And so it's good that they are willing to sit down and talk without preconditions. You know, once you're talking, you can start talking about conditions. All this, I won't talk to you unless you agree to X, Y, and Z before I even sit down. It has never been a good diplomatic policy anywhere in the world.
And do you think that President Donald Trump will be on board with Rex Tillerson's proposal?
It seems to be. It's hard to tell with Trump because he changes his mind so often. He's a typical New Yorker with a lot of hyperbole. He's full of exaggerations, but I think he's starting to see the reality of the situation. You can't just bully your way through North Korea, but that's kind of a negotiation tactic of Donald Trump, is to go really far in one direction so that it's easy for you to scale back, and it seems like you're giving concessions from what would usually be the starting point for other parties. So it's that kind of businessman mentality of negotiating, but it's very dangerous when you're talking about governments and militaries to behave that way.
All right, we'll keep a close eye on the situation. That's author and political commentator Ryan Dawson speaking to us via Skype from Nara, Japan. Mr. Dawson, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.
Thank you.